Dr. Faisal, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. I am interviewing Dr. Faisal, and he is a psychologist and expert in multicultural relationships and the author of Dating the Ethnic Man, Strategies for Success. And he also has a website, multiculturalromance.com. You can get all of his background information and his vast expertise in various areas related to multicultural romance on that site. That site again is multiculturalromance.com. And specifically, I am talking to Dr. Faisal today about some of the challenges that Black women face when dating an ethnic man. Dr. Faisal?
Hello, Chris. Pleasure to be with you.
So what are some of the issues that you face when you're dating someone who is Latino or Middle Eastern or Asian? What are some unique challenges that a Black woman should be aware of?
Well, I think one of the things that the Black woman needs to be aware of is something that I coined with my patients, which is romantic culture clash. Now, basically, on the surface, romantic culture clash deals with Western individualistic and Eastern collectivistic romantic values where they collide. But specifically dealing with the ethnic man, it's really where you have an intergenerational conflict between a traditional upbringing that they have and a more liberal Western environment that they experience when they're out of the home. So basically, one of the challenges deals with their family fears. Now, these are the men who grow up in a collectivistic culture which prides itself on being very close-knit with their family and their relatives. Now, the family, especially the parents of these ethnic men, fear a loss of their culture if their son dates someone outside of their ethnicity. They fear a loss of their language. They fear a loss of their religion. These are the key things that are integral into forming their ethnic identity. So these families have great fears that they may lose all of these entities. Some parents have told me, well, if my son marries a Black woman, I don't know how to even speak English. They told me in their Hindi language, and that I will not be able to communicate with my grandchildren. So that's another quite a concern that they have.
So then how are these challenges overcome?
Yes, well, one of the things I say to my female clients is that you have to, first of all, what happens is there's this thing where the women are dating these men, but in secrecy, meaning the men take them out, but they're always looking over their shoulder, trying to see if anyone from their own culture recognizes them, and so that the news can go back to their parents. And after a while, the women feel like, well, what's going on? Is he dating me, or is he ashamed of me? So one of the things that some women have done is they've given their ethnic partner an ultimatum, saying that, hey, listen, it's either me or your family. And I think that if you're really interested in fostering and nurturing a relationship with your ethnic man, do not do this. Because what happens with the ethnic men, if you give them an ultimatum of this sort, because their culture is familiar to them, they will go back to the culture, and it's a sure sign that you will lose him. So what I recommend to my female clients is this: to do things to get accepted by his culture, by the people in his culture. And one of the things you do is you educate yourself about your partner's background. So, for example, ask your partner or take courses about and learn his culture, his main things in his culture, like his favorite food, his cuisine that he's grown up with, religion, traditions, fashion, the language. you don't have to conform yourself to these entities, but the thing is, by having an understanding of these type of things, what you're essentially doing with the ethnic man is you're validating his background. Now, one of the things that ethnic men feel in North America is that, especially the ones who are new immigrants, is that they face a sense of racism, and they, with that, it lowers their sense of worth, their self-esteem, and by learning about their background, what you're doing is you're validating him. You are appreciating him, and when the ethnic man feels appreciated, he is more prone to introducing you to his parents.
I see. And is this something that you should do sort of just on your own, or should there be a conversation?
Well, I recommend to all my couples, regardless of who they're dating, that you should always have an open, honest, non-judgmental communication at least once a week about your relationship. Now, I mean, a lot of the guys maybe listening to your program would say, oh, my God, relationship conversation once a week. But this is very important to get in touch with where you stand in the relationship. Now, one of the things that you can do is to, my book talks about, at the end of every chapter, questions that you can discuss with your partner about the relationship. And one of the things that you can say is that, listen, I feel that, or if you do, that the relationship is progressing very well, and I feel very close with you, and I'm just wondering when you'd like to introduce me to your parents. Mm-hmm. Now, directly, there doesn't have to be any type of indirectness involved, and look at his reaction. Now, if he tries to skirt the issue, then there's an issue mm-hmm. that needs to be addressed. Now, if you really are into this guy and he is constantly avoiding introducing you to his parents, then there should be red flags that should come up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then, so once the red flag is up, what next?
Okay, if the red flags come up, now at the near the end of my book, there's a compatibility test that women can give their partners to determine if this guy is a player, he's just playing with you for temporary time, or if he is really serious about having a long-term relationship with you that leads to marriage. Then you would functionally break up with him. Now, if the red flags, and if there are enough red flags that come up in the relationship and you determine that he is just in one way using you, whether it be to satisfy some unresolved issues with his parents about love, and he's getting that love that he needs that he never got, or if it is for sex or what have you, then there's a way to functionally break up with him, and that is where you sit him down and say, listen, I realize that you are a part of your culture, and you respect your culture, and I respect you for that, and I appreciate that what you view as a relationship may be different from what I view, but now I have to listen to myself, I have to respect myself, and this isn't going to work out the way that it has been. I have to move on. Now, if he comes back the next week with a bus loaded full of his relatives and with a big diamond ring ready to put on your finger, then, of course, you may want to reevaluate the issue. But if there's enough red flags, I'll tell you, with the typical, stereotypical ethnic man, if there's enough red flags, it's not a good sign. It's in my clinical experience, when that happens, it basically means that he is dating you and waiting for his parents to set up an arranged marriage for him, that that he may be pressured into. So what I say with my clients is a term that I've coined recently. It's this: if he doesn't commit, he doesn't fit.
That's great. Thank you, Dr. Faisal. Wonderful interview, wonderful information. Again, you can reach Dr. Faisal at www.multiculturalromance.com. Dr. Faisal, do you have any last bits of knowledge that you'd like to impart before we close?
Well, I'd like to say to your audience that multicultural relationships have a lot of benefits. There's many beautiful aspects of culture of couples that get together. There are challenges, but the thing is, if both partners are committed to the relationship, every single challenge can be overcome.
Very good. Thank you so much.